Last night in Derry, 24 petrol bombs and 6 paint bombs were thrown near the city walls. And the PSNI says a group of up to 40 youths attacked police. Well, today, PSNI Superintendent George Calmont says young people are being used to carry out orchestrated attacks on police. Alison Morris is security correspondent with the Irish News and joins us now. Alison, the SDLP councillor John Boyle, he witnessed the unrest and he said that it was sinister, violent Republican elements. But he also warned that this could unfold and become a riot situation. Do you agree with his assessment?
It is, and we've seen an increase in this type of activity taking place in Derry, and not only that, the participants of it are becoming younger with every year that passes. So children up as young as sort of 12 and 13 were involved in this violence, and we've seen that too across parts of Belfast as well, where very young people are being dragged into conflict situations. You know, and I think that that's what the police, and that's also what the SDLP are getting at.
And what is the background to that? Or can you explain how and why that is happening?
We had a situation straight after, you know, the peace process. We had organisations like the Real IRA, who were dissident Republican groups, but were mainly made up of very disgruntled members of the Provisional IRA who were opposed to the peace process. That time is now gone, and 20, 21 years old, and what we have now is we have small vigilante radical dissident Republicans who are made up of much younger people. I would say the leadership of the most active group, the New IRA, are probably aged in their 40s, but the membership are aged in their teens and early 20s. In recent months, we've seen arrests in relation to attempted bombings and shootings, and even with the murder of Laura McKee, those arrests have involved people who have been 18, 19, 21, 22, so you can see the suspects in these quite large events are quite young people born into peace, young people born after the Good Friday Agreement in many cases, and young people who are being radicalised by these organisations, and that is becoming more and more prevalent and more noticeable on the streets. And I think it's something that people had taken their eye off for quite a long time, but something that going forward is going to have to be addressed.
And wasn't the situation aggravated over the weekend when the Apprentice Boys parade happened, and there were some members, the flute band in particular, wearing the emblem of the British Army Parachute Regiment to support soldier F, who's facing those charges in relation to Bloody Sunday?
And in the context of Derry and the Parachute Regiment, people are mindful of that, and the band would have been mindful of that when they've done it. But more to the point of what the band did, if we leave that aside, it was the defence of what the band did by political unionism and the attack on the police for trying to address that. And you can see what we did have, if you go back five or six years ago, that we did have a meeting of minds, and there was definitely a political unity in trying to sort of harbour police and install police at peace, and to try and promote the peace process. Whereas now, since the collapse of the Assembly, there seems to be a separation between the political parties who are moving further apart. So we see the DUP coming out and defending the actions of this band, which were seen as clearly provocative and have led, I think, you know, not directly but indirectly led to the violence we've seen in the past couple of days. And then we've also seen incidents in Republican communities as well, where there has been events then that have been defended by Sinn Féin. And again, that, you know, we're leading into a time now when we also have Brexit looming, the uncertainty of that and what that's going to do to the border. So all these things together are making for quite an uncomfortable position, I think, for people who live here and study closely what's happening politically.
Alison, thank you for joining us today. That's Alison Morris from the Irish News.